Report: Adults under 45 years old make up 20% of U.S. coronavirus hospitalizations. By Amy Furr on March 19, 2020. People aged 20 to 44 make up a significant portion of those hospitalized for the Chinese coronavirus in the United States, according to data released Wednesday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Among 508, 12%, patients known to have been hospitalized, 9% were aged 85 years, 26% were aged 65 to 84 years, 17% were aged 55 to 64 years, 18% were 45 to 54 years, and 20% were aged 20 to 44 years, the report by the CDC said. The article continued. Since February 12, 4, 226 COVID-19 cases were reported in the United States, 31% of cases, 45% of hospitalizations, 53% of ICU admissions, and 80% of deaths occurred among adults aged greater than or equal to 65 years, with the highest percentage of severe outcomes among persons aged greater than or equal to 85 years. These findings are similar to data from China, which indicated 80% of deaths occurred among persons aged greater than or equal to 60 years. 3. These preliminary data also demonstrate that severe illness leading to hospitalization, including ICU admission and death, can occur in adults of any age with COVID-19. In contrast, persons aged less than or equal to 19 years appear to have milder COVID-19 illness, with almost no hospitalizations or deaths reported to date in the United States in this age group. Wednesday at the White House, Dr. Deborah Birx, Coronavirus Response Coordinator for the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said the mortality rate would be higher in the early stages of the disease because those patients were sickest, according to Breitbart News. However, Birx added that the risk of becoming seriously ill among the majority of citizens was low, but they could still transmit the disease to the elderly if they did not heed the recommended precautions. If we are going to solve this with a lower death rate, we have to protect the elderly because of their percent is much higher in mortality than any other age group, she concluded. Thursday, President Trump said officials were working to make the already developed anti-malaria drug, chloroquine, available almost immediately to treat people diagnosed with the coronavirus, Breitbart News reported. The nice part is it's been around for a long time, so we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody, he stated.